NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and sweetie flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. and we have the news bloodhound who can find more documented truth and documents. And there's a bunch of idiots out there who want to attack Deborah. Let me tell you, I'm one of her chief defendant, seven-star generals defending Deborah and what she's found, these documents from the NASA, war documents, to God knows what. But you can find out more bad stuff than anybody I know on the planet, Deborah.
Well, Dr. Bill, it's not a matter of finding bad stuff. It's just trying to find the truth, the documents,
and let people know what it is. I'll tell you what I would just like to say. It's like you walk into the emergency department and someone's had a cardiac arrest. You're the nurse with the two paddles that are now rated with 400 joules, and you could slap it on someone's chest or you could put it in either temple of their head to wake them up.
Well, I want to thank you for that. Okay, so everyone, please go to stopthecrime.net frequently. Go to our YouTube video channel. We're continuously posting. We're converting many of the radio shows that I'm doing with you, Dr. Bill, on to Stop the Crime. There is an endless amount of information, all documented. And most recently, we've now released part two of the genocide documents and why murder is legal. So I would recommend that you start to watch.
I have a quick announcement, and you'll like this. Number one, I'm making a special subpage for you over on Deagle Network, so that subpage will be just yours with the rotating all the show contents of all the shows you've done. Number one.
Well, I so appreciate that, Dr. Bill.
We're going to start signal sending over to CRN Network on many more platforms. That starts next week.
Well, that's wonderful. 1. So now let me roll into what I don't even necessarily have as an order of importance.
Right.
So I'm just going to start going through this. First, I think it's most important for everyone to know what is already now occurring with the 5G rollout. The FCC has quietly proposed a change to a rule which would allow homeowners to host antennas and to be paid by the wireless industry, and so that allows your neighbors to profit by hosting the 5G antennas on their private properties, antennas which would transmit to your neighborhood. No hearing, no notice, no objection. So this falls in line with the January 8th, 2018 unimpeded rollout of broadband and 5G across
the United States.
By unimpeded,
it means there's no scientific oversight or anything to stop these buggers. And the federal government, and by the way, that includes Donald Trump and Nick Mulvaney. These guys, Mick Mulvaney, these guys are just cheering this on, even though they have no scientific knowledge at all, don't know how freaking dangerous it is, and the morons are moving forward at the speed of light.
Well, as we continue along, okay, so now we know that the rollout is has absolutely no way in which to stop it. We're getting many, many people that are misrepresenting the ability to stop 5G. And there's some extremely disturbing people that are hosting the idea that you can go to your legislators or your local city councils and get them to stop. There is no authority. They have no jurisdiction. And I'm going to talk about some massive disinformation that is being sent around the United States by a group. And I'm not going to name the group, but I'm just going to square up this disinformation. There's a group that is saying that Israel has, in Haifa, that they have banned Wi-Fi in schools. And that is not true.
By the way, they're banned. Wi-Fi is banned in schools, private schools, all across Europe, and has been for 4 or 5 years.
Well, I want to clear it up in Israel. I don't know what you just said, but I can tell you that now.
I know schools in Britain and in Germany and France, many of the private schools, knowing what it was doing to their students, because they were finding their learning curve was being blunted, they actually made it illegal to have Wi-Fi in these private schools. That's been going on for several years now.
Okay, well, what I do want to square away is in Haifa, in Israel, Wi-Fi is fully rolled out. It is in every school, even in kindergarten classrooms.
Right.
And there is someone here in the United States that's touting themselves as an EMF expert and a sensitive, and is going around giving talks about how they personally were instrumental in stopping the Wi-Fi in Israel, and
right.
That's simply not true. So
right.
I want to square
so
that
now,
up right
who's that,
now.
Who's that individual? Do you want to say the name?
Well, I will say the organization. It's the acronym WATE. We are the evidence. And what we're doing right now is giving you the evidence of the misinformation.
So,
we're doing a factual correction from Israel on what the website says. So moving along, because there are tremendous stories, I want to talk also about a recent article in Bloomberg. And basically it's fires from the sky. Dry lightning threat raises wildfire risks. This is plain and simple. This is weather warfare. So here's what it says on the Bloomberg thread. Dry lightning strikes raises wildfire risks across western states. It's called dry lightning, and the fire it spurs consumes as much as 60% of the acres charred in the U.S. annually. While lightning is normally associated with wildfires and wet winds and thunderstorms, it can also occur when rain isn't falling. The U.S. Storm Prediction Center is now warning about an increased risk for dry lightning in Nevada, Oregon, and California, which has already had strikes produce small fires in the states, according to the California Department of Weather. So we're going to be hit.
Now, what do you think is causing that to increase? Because, you know, they've altered the upper troposphere over 40,000 feet. And I took care of the pilots flying out of Aurora, Colorado, the Hercules C-130 to put out drones out of the back, putting nanoparticles at above 40,000 feet, because the Hercules can only fly to 40,000, but the drones can fly above that, and they're putting nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. Aluminum is a fire accelerant. So when you add these nanoparticles, they also can charge the atmosphere to act like a battery, and they can actually charge and send spikes of lightning to the ground without even a storm cloud, where the little droplets actually create even what I call a charge, and that's how lightning exists. It's a charge on each one of those little micro droplets that builds up to become lightning. So what you're saying is they've done something. Now, they can actually trigger this off by satellites or just by naturally screwing with the atmosphere and putting nanoparticles up there. And these nanoparticles have changed the troposphere and also the ability to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and even to protect us from incoming cosmic radiation and X-rays. Very freaking dangerous and stupid as hell. I mean, now they were talking about putting...
So now I want to move into another zero-day water psyops. And we have to understand that what I'm going to be telling you is a deadly lie being spread by our controllers, the media. And we're not running out of water. Water's renewable, and we're recommending that no one be tricked about this disinformation. And we encourage everyone to go to primarywater.org, listen to the YouTube video, Primary Water Explained. And I always recommend choose life and choose the truth. So here is the article, and this is critical for everyone to hear, because what the media psyops is doing is they're creating and continuing to create the illusion that areas around the world are running out of water. They did this recently in South Africa with zero-day water. They said the people were running out of water. This caused really a mass evacuation of people that really did believe that they were running out of water. I was actually live on a radio show, Dr. Bill, out of Ireland, and I was told that Dublin was going to run out of water in 70 days. Lo and behold, I looked that up, and sure enough, we were told, or they were, people were being told Dublin was going to run out of water in 70 days. Of course, as you know, I recently went to Ireland. They are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. This is all part of a psyops to create the illusion that water is a finite resource. So here is the story. One of India's largest cities has almost run out of water, and other cities could follow suit. Now, this is June 21st of 2019.
Right.
And I'm going to go over some of the headlines. When you type in, just to do a search, day zero, India's sixth largest city to run out of water, suddenly cascading below you comes the psyops media headlines of the water lies of running out of water and that water is a finite resource, and they're only talking about the secondary water cycle, which is rain and snow melt, completely ignoring primary water, which is what the bankers are intentionally doing to take over all land and reduce
By the way, you got me involved with this, and I talked to Paul Power many, many times. I had him on the show and did video.
Yeah.
And my ancestors, who owned the largest caravan from Damascus, Syria, without the oases, which are based on primary water, they wouldn't have been able to walk to China twice a year for thousands of years. So these people are full of it. And part of the reason why they killed Muammar Gaddafi, The guy was a strange dresser, but he had an IQ of 170. He actually had primary water and all of the new dams and everything across Libya. Part of the reason why they killed him wasn't just because he was suggesting a gold standard for all the Islamic nations, because even when he gave all his weapons over, they killed him in the back of a truck is because he was going to break the back of the environmentalists by showing that primary water exists in northern Africa. And then, in fact, he released the science by showing giant lakes and everything. And the first thing the British did and the Royal Forces was to actually bomb and his British-made drilling rigs that were like 100 and some feet high, pretending they were rocket launchers, when in fact they were just drilling for primary water down thousands of feet.
They blew up all the rigs. So what you're referring to is on...
You taught me this, by the way. I'm going to give you credit for it because I didn't know about the primary water as much, but this is years ago. But I've talked many, many times to Paul Power, and I already had some radar down in my home here to look down for regular water, which, by the way, we can get down around 300 feet. But primary water would solve all the problems. And we have radar of the entire United States, and that radar data we already have would probably allow us to actually know exactly where to start drilling for primary water, whether it's Oklahoma or California. And there's no shortage anywhere on Earth. This idea primary water is because they can't cut off the oxygen. It's the atmosphere, right? But they have reduced it.
Not yet.
But they're trying to do carbon capture. And by the way, I met with Dr. Isley back in 1997, and these morons from the World Constitution Parliament Association, UN, want to do carbon capture because that'll cut it off. Plus, they're allowing Asian nations to pollute the upper benthic layer of the oceans, which is killing the phytoplankton to make 80% of the world's oxygen. But water, if they cut it off, they cut off your food supply, and they kill you. There's nothing more thoroughly going to kill you than cutting off water. They can't cut off oxygen because they can't cut off the atmosphere, or at least you can get an oxygen concentrator if you need to, like in Japan if you're on a freeway. But water, this is designed to kill much of Earth's population, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely true. And in fact, what you were talking about Muammar Gaddafi, everyone, you can look this up on primarywater.org. And what you'll find out, again, similarly to what you said, Dr. Bill, but Muammar Gaddafi constructed the largest irrigation system in world history. And he tapped into primary water cycle. And that supplied 6.5 million cubic meters of fresh water per day to the various cities in Libya, enabling the country to grow fruits and vegetables, grains that were otherwise impossible to cultivate in the desert. And the project cost about $25 billion and was completed without financial support from any major countries or loans from the IMF bank, which was his problem. And in 2011, the incredible achievement was destroyed by NATO and the United States with depleted uranium nuclear bombs, cutting off the water supply to 6 million people in Libya. So they do not want you to know about this. All the PSYOPs media are going to tell you we're running out of water, and I'm going to continue with this water story because you have to hear what's happening in India right now. So again, if you type in and just do a search, Day Zero, India's sixth largest city to run out of water, you're going to find articles by CNN. You're going to find articles by USA Today where they're saying millions of people in Chennai, India, will be affected with short-term water supplies. And they go on to say about how the temperatures have increased and it's become an extremely hot area and they're running out of water as the reservoirs dry up. There's other media involved as well with all this propaganda, and it's important to understand it's propaganda. Again, they continue to pound the idea that India's sixth largest city is in the midst of a water crisis as of day zero, the name given to the day that the city will run out of water. We're going to cover this in a little more detail when we come back on the other side of this break. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable.
We're running out of conscience. We are running out of people that will take action. We are running out of people that realize how late the hour is. You're a supplier of the true knowledge of this water more than anybody else I know. Yeah, it's Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Welcome back. So people need to understand, I understand the carbon oxygen cycle. I was one of the founding members of Greenpeace almost 50 years ago and did oceanography before I went into medicine. I can tell you, these lying pieces of human garbage and demonic entrails are trying to tell us they want to reduce our world oxygen concentration, they want to cut off our water supply, they want to remove the population from the rural areas and from the coastal areas, they wanted to remove the remaining population according to their lying documents in their site called Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, play in my name. And in fact, they have, there's no sign of them building any of these so-called super cities, and it would cost would be hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars. They're lying. They want to reduce the world population. They want a catastrophe to reduce the water supply, the food supply, and the oxygen. For example, the oxygen at the sea level has dropped from 21 to 19% in the last 25 years. And the amount of UV, B, C, and D light has increased 73 to 74%, which means we're getting a weakening ozone layer because of dropped in oxygen. We're getting increased cosmic radiation and solar radiation. And the problem is that all these things are heading towards something that you can reference in your documents. They're trying to kill us and destroy the biosphere. And it's not a joke. It's really happening, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So I want to discuss what's happening in India. Again, it's another water psyops, just like zero-day water.
Right.
And I'm going to be pointing out the next part of my genocide series. I have part one and part two up on stopthecrime.net. There will be a part three and a part four, and we also discuss what you're hearing being discussed right now, but we're showing the documents in a PowerPoint presentation, so you'll be able to have visuals. But
right.
Let's go into what's happening in India right now and just understand this is a psyops. They're saying one of India's largest cities, home to nearly 5 million people, is running out of water as the main reserve is drying up. They say satellite surveys from June of 2019 show the main rain-fed reservoir is a fraction of what it was this time last year. They say all four of the city's primary reservoirs are almost dry, meaning that 4 million people are dependent on non-potable water collected from makeshift wells. And they go on to say that the Chennai Metro Water has cut the water it provides by 40%. So let's talk about this. Shortages started several weeks ago, and the government has been heavily criticized for relying on the arrival of the monsoon season instead of taking action. The rains are unreliable and have left many years in drought in a row. And the delayed monsoon has left millions of people without water as the devastating heat waves sweep across the country, killing hundreds. Now, just a sidebar real quick. Right now in France, they're having devastating heat waves right now. Unusual
right.
heat waves. So let's continue now on with India. They say that the poor urban development in Chennai also means water is not available and they can't collect it because they don't have rain. And they go on to talk about the health minister issued advice for staying safe in rising temperatures. They included avoiding the sun between noon and 3 and refraining from drinking alcohol, tea, and coffee. The heat wave is part of a trend of rising temperatures in India. And what we're hearing here is that hundreds of people are already dying from the heat. The frequency of heat waves is also increasing, government minister told India's parliament earlier this year. This is what they call climate change. This is weather warfare. So I also now want to talk about what we did a brief video out of last week before I went out of the country to British Columbia, which I'll talk about briefly. But we talked about how GMO is now legal because of Executive Order 13874. Authorized on June 11th by the current CEO of USA Inc., that's Trump. So
right.
The insider comment about this is it seems obvious why the weather weapons have been used, accelerated, and directed to destroy farming communities in the heart of the farmlands in the United States and worldwide. Farmers cannot survive the weapon attacks that are creating droughts and massive severe flooding, preventing the planting of crops, water contamination, lowering the value of foods, which is wiping out the ability for farmers and ranchers to stay in business. This is the goal, to wipe them out and get them out of business. That is the goal. And anyone and everyone that resides outside the city growth boundaries are all part of the target if you're not within the urban growth boundaries. We'll talk about that more in a second. But this is a well-planned and forced migration of massive amounts of populations and demonstrates how people will be managed by the technologies of weather weapons and more. in this comment that I'm discussing doesn't even...
They'd be forced into survival super cities, which is what they're doing. This project called Deagle, and their plan to put people into super cities, is all basically putting them into a cyber cage by using extreme weather to make it impossible. Just look at the videos and movies over the past 50 years. They show dome cities where you have to live in a dome city to concentrate the oxygen to live. That's where we're going, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I found this, and it's, so what is happening is right now with this executive order, that we're being, our food supply is being replaced on how food is grown and scientifically created and distributed, and it will control the populations and force mass relocation off of rural farmlands into designated and designed human settlement zones.
Right.
So let's talk about a reply I received from this I thought was extremely important. This came into my website after we blasted out GMO is now legal. Now, we know GMO has been legal because we can buy products in stores where it says there is no GMO, and then, of course, you can choose to have GMO. It is legal. Now, it's completely legal on every level of the food supply. Again, look at the executive order that was just placed in. In fact, if you want to know how things are running and what is really going on, don't go to your local legislators or your state representatives. Go straight to the executive orders in Washington, D.C. Again, this executive order on GMOing is number 13874. Type that in. Read it yourself. You will be stunned. Here's a comment that came in to the website. And this came, and this was directed to a very, very well-known doctor. And this person wrote to this doctor, "You have been, for many of us, a voice of truth on food and nutrition. Please address the Executive Order 13874 on GMO poison foods. The New World Order cabal are using the CEOs and his executive orders as fiat laws instead of using the Congress and Senate that are supposed to be the voice of the people. Using executive orders is like the tyrants and dictators in Russia, China, Nazi Germany, etc., like the czars, kings, and tyrannical leaders and dictators of old." No, it's not old. It's new. It's here in your city, but let me continue. "We have full-blown communism and socialism in action in America, the land of the free, and they're using the Oval Office to further their evil tyrannical agendas. We are now beholden to the state ruled by the true terrorists. Slowly but surely, we have gradually lost all of our freedoms. Now we are being poisoned by the foods that are supposed to be our medicine. We can no longer look the other way and pretend that the cabal is not serious about killing off we the people, using the President, Congress, Senate, etc., as their puppets on a string." And it says, "Thank you for your help on this very important and dangerous issue that threatens families across America." Now, again, this was sent, and then they used the comment from StopTheCrime.net and directed this to an extremely well-known doctor.
Right.
So I want to go on to talk about other aspects of what we face, because this is all unimaginable. First, I want to direct everybody to what we discovered on the World Economic Forum website, and it's called GLOBOTS, GLOBOTS, and Telemigrants, the New Language of the Future of Work. And this is June 19th of 2019. And they talk about Globotics, Teleimmigrants, White-Collar Robots. To describe the future of work, Richard Baldwin is developing a new lexicon. So here what is happening, and we can all see this. The professor of international economics and graduate institute in Geneva warns that we are unprepared for the ways in which new technology is changing the nature of globalization. His new book, The Globotics Upheaval, Globalization Robotics and the Future of Work, is a natural follow-up to his 2016 book, The Great Convergence. 3 years ago, he explained how a third wave of globalization, a collapse in the cost of the movement of people thanks to technology, would be the most disruptive because it hits workers in the service sector. He goes on to say that the book breaks down what this disruption will entail. He echoes the warnings of about 800 million jobs being displaced by automation in the next decade or less, while artificial intelligence will cause much more of the upheaval. There is another factor, telemigration, the global gig economy, also known as the human cloud, where job tasks are broken up and done by freelance workers all around the world, is already an $82 billion industry, according to the advisory firm Staffing Industry Analysis. And what is really interesting, and we can all see this, but it's interesting to see this in writing, it says, Globotics is different by two big reasons. It's coming inhumanely fast. I'm going to repeat that, because it's coming inhumanely fast. And it will seem unbelievably unfair, because of course it is. Globotics is injecting pressure into our socio-political economic system via job displacement faster than our industry can absorb it via job replacement.
And by the way, it won't just be blue-collar. It'll be white-collar, too. Please continue.
Yeah, governments are failing to protect workers, companies are advancing the disruption, and workers are unwillingly complicit in it all. The real problem is how ill-equipped countries like the U.S. and the U.K. are for all of these global changes. And it says, how do you describe Globotics? It smashes together globalization and robotics. I was tired of people talking about robots every single day and what they can do, but completely missing the idea that the same technology was transforming globalization. Now, that's a key to understand what he said.
Right.
And he said, when I say Globotics, I mean both the white-collar robots, which is software that can do stuff that only humans could do before, and telemigrants, who are basically telecommuting from abroad. And the question then was asked, what are some of the digital technologies that enable this? And they said, machine learning is the key, automation and globalization. In automation, the key is machine learning, which is database pattern recognition. Machine learning has given computers cognitive capabilities that did not exist before 2016, and we're all familiar with them. Speaking, reading, writing, handwriting, generating PowerPoint presentations, etc., and etc. Those were, in some sense, gateway skills, which are exactly why humans were involved in the many service office jobs. Somebody had to open up the email or answer the phone and figure out what people wanted. Now, robots can do that. And this is why we call it white-collar robots. These are not one-killer applications yet, but it's coming very, very close to this. It goes on to say that the robotic process automation, which is RPA, there's a higher level, one like IBM's Watson and IPsoft's Amelia. And it goes on. These teleimmigrants are coming for service jobs, and a wall won't stop them. It's good news if you want to keep out migrants, because you can have the work without the workers. You can have the work without the workers. This has got to be understood. We are absolutely being outsourced as humans. It goes on. By trying to be more flexible with work, you thought you were getting control of your life. You could come home and take care of the kids while handling a few emails, but you actually arranged it so you ended up out of work because a teleimmigrant took your job for much less. It's a Greek tragedy where the hero is essentially enabling their own downfall. So, Dr. Bill, so much more to cover, so little time. I will look forward to being back next week.
Amazing. Actually, you're not finished. We got another clip.
Well, I am so glad. So everybody stay tuned. There's more.
We got one more clip, and I got some stuff to tell you on the break. So, amazing. Stay there. Don't go away.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted,
at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology for Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
You got more time now. Go ahead. So basically, you're talking. Yeah, Dr. go ahead.
Bill, yeah, we were talking about Globots and the new technology that is a disruptive global transition into a new workforce that does not involve humans. And they talk about this being a tremendous, a tragic Greek tragedy. So here's some more of the comments about robots and what is happening. They say many of the companies in Britain, for example, is Blue Prism, P-R-I-S-M, and the British firm that offers robotic process automation, that's RPA. And here's a quote. Imagine a different kind of workforce, a workforce that you can teach countless skills. The more it learns, the more efficient it becomes. It works without ever taking a vacation. It can be a small one day or large when their business hits a spike. And it frees you up, the best people, to really do your and work with your best people. And they say, meet the software robotics, the digital workforce. And they say this sounds sinister because, of course, it is. The corporations right. are selling to companies the promise that they're going to undermine all of the average skill office workers, and they are, and what's important for people to understand. And we're going to talk about something unimaginable when I finish this up in a moment. But they right. say people will find their jobs being disrupted. They already are. But they don't know who to blame. And it's possible that they never will really be able to figure out who to blame because it is so disaggregated. And they go on to say, I think it started, he just started to detect all of this, that it's a digital technology that people are reaching against.
Yeah, let me insert something. Dr. Ron Klatzen, I'm going to have him back on, said this in a meeting about 5 years ago that he had at the Burj Dubai Hotel. And they want to suppress life extension technology, want to push transhumanism. So what you're talking about is transhumanism. I call it them. They want to convert the human race into cybots. So we're yes. no longer human. We're cybots, okay?
It's really expensive
to make a robot, but they want to take human beings and make us basically wired up to be actually become basically cybernetic robots. Please continue.
Right. So the conclusion of this thought is the big issue will be that if the white-collar workers connect with the blue-collar workers who have been hurt by robots in globalization for the last 20 years, then we could have a really holy mess. So this is a problem. So I would urge all of you that are listening, go to StopTheCrime.net, look up the NASA war document, and read it. It was a PowerPoint that was delivered about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And
right.
all I use it as a checklist because most of it has happened. Now, I want to jump into a few other very important things. First, I want I've posted this. I've sent this to you, Dr. Bill. And it's very important that the Oregon governor sends police to find lawmakers who skipped the climate vote. And this
right.
is another fake news story. So let's talk about this. The Oregon government sent out police to find Republican lawmakers who skipped out on the vote for the climate taxes and carbon taxes. And
wow.
these Republicans actually fled the state and are in hiding. And it has been ordered to find them and bring them back. It's unclear whether they will be arrested, but they will be fined $500 per day while they are in hiding. They're trying to hold out the vote till the end of June so they don't have to vote. Now, let's understand something really important. This was put out by Fox News. You can listen to this, but this is all PSYOPs information because there isn't a voting mechanism in this country. This is, again, creating the illusion of Republican and climate change when climate change is actually weather weapons. And, of course, it's just more fake news to keep people in the right and left political system, which doesn't exist. And we've been entangled in a vast network of corporate government agencies who control us through the United Nations, the international banks, the IMF, Earth, Inc., and we are all the enemy. In fact, speaking to that quickly, we're extremely heavily chemtrailed up here in Northern California today, and we've had various power outages over the last few days from PG&E, which is Rothschild. But I want to continue with this Fox News. You'll never hear Fox News tell the truth about climate change or that climate change is weather weapons and more. But I encourage all of you, look up on stopthecrime.net or type in your search 1960 CIA memorandum for climate change. Spread that far and wide, and very, very important, start reading the report from Iron Mountain. You will read back in 1960 when this report was being worked on that executive orders through the executive branch was going to be how this country was going to be transitioned into the holy mess that we are all now in. So I can only tell you, do a little bit of cursory reading, even though many people will tell you that the report from Iron Mountain was a hoax. It never was a hoax. It's real, and understand. So there's some more very important information that we're experiencing here in Northern California, and you are as well. You just don't know about it yet.
Now, you know why they call it Iron Mountain, right? Do you know why they called that?
Yeah, the first meeting was held in upstate New York in the underground of Iron Mountain. So, and that's discussed in the report itself. All of you can find out where it was located and where they met and the experts that were selected to be part of this report. But I want to move on into something that's occurring right now here, and it's happening everywhere, Dr. Bill. They're called REACH codes, R-E-A-C-H codes. And what is happening right here in Northern California and everywhere else, your local bureaucrats are bringing in United Nations building and planning codes and ordinances.
Right.
And right now, they are getting ready to create a code for all electric-ready ordnance, all electric REACH codes and other REACH codes. These codes go beyond the codes that are currently in place, and they can be brought in swiftly and quickly, and they reach. That's the reason for REACH codes. Now, I attended this meeting where they were discussing this on June the 11th of 2019. I got up and I asked, what is going to now happen with the smart meter opt-out in California? Because with the all-electric requirement, and for those of you like myself and others who have actually read the climate action plans, you will find that smart meters are required and that everything will be electrified. What you are now hearing and you will soon see is the opt-out is over. Over. That was only always an illusion to create the idea that we had standing, that we would be listened to while they rolled out this deployment on everyone else. And other people that I have talked to have had their power cut, single women in other parts of the country and the world, in the dead of winter, who did not want a smart meter, were literally severed from the power pole.
You mentioned that to me on the weekend about a lady in British Columbia this happened to, and it was her friend had to bring a wood-fired furnace so into her home so she wouldn't die of hypothermia. Please continue.
Well, that's true. And I want to say this. What is happening now is on steroids. And there's an article I wrote. You can find it on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics. It's a report that I wrote out after I went to a County Board of Supervisors meeting on June the 13th of 2019 in Northern California. And again, this is 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge for those of you that are geographically needing to kind of visualize this. I want to tell you what the Board of Supervisors said during this meeting, of which I was one of the only people sitting there. They were laughing and smiling and joking about new codes that were coming in on septic requirements. Those of you that are on septic systems, you are in trouble. But let me tell you what they said. Because when I attended this meeting, of which over the years I've attended a number of them, you always just walk in and take a seat and you fill out a card if you wish to speak. Well, now they have TSA type guards and surveillance before you can even walk in and take your seat. It is like going to the airport. And why is that? Because the county said this. They said that they are the hitmen being put in front of state regulations and rules while the bureaucrats are hiding behind them, when the local citizens will be coming out with pitchforks as they are learning and finding out the devastating policies of literally land grab resulting from the requirements of new septic requirements. The county admitted they have no jurisdiction. They are the front men for state laws, and that the state are the front men for federal laws. This is clearly stating what we have known. We do not have a government. We are being controlled by the United Nations, the international bankers, and the IMF, and more. And now REACH codes, all part of UN Agenda 21 policies, fully deployed and now rolling out. We're seeing people disenfranchised all over the world because of the illusion of running out of resources. This is all part of the plan to move us back into the year 1750 before we had machinery and any equipment. But I want to go on with this meeting that I attended because I heard the unfathomable. They said that these people along the Russian River, which runs along part of Bohemian Grove, are going to be faced with catastrophic increases to comply with septic requirements. First of all, they're going to have annual or monitoring. And then there, many will have to replace their septic systems, and many properties will not be able to conform to the new septic rules. Therefore, their property will not be able to have a septic system. And their rural locations, Dr. Bill, where they cannot connect to a municipal sewer line. So this is going to wipe out, and they're saying that this is between 70,000 and 49,000 properties, and they don't know what's going to hit them yet. So I asked them for the septic REACH codes, and I just got an email today. It said that the documents will be available and where I can find it, and the REACH codes regarding the electrical also. They told me from Santa Rosa that the material will be on the Climate Action Subcommittee webpage when they get it there. So the electrification requirement, which is going to absolutely end, and you can quote me, end the opt-out for smart meters. That is going to be over because people are not reading the codes that are coming in. Already, the rebuilds here from the fire are incentivizing people to drop the use and connection of gas. Here's what they said in the meeting, Dr. Bill. They said if you want to have part gas appliances in your home along with electrical, you're going to have to pay the carbon difference for the impact of greenhouse gas emissions. So I asked them, how are you going to fine, penalize, or come up with a monetary value that people are going to have to pay if they don't comply to electrification only? And they said, well, they're working on all of this. So I can only say to all of you that are listening, this is happening in your city too. Just because I am reporting from the front lines and watching this happening as a builder and reading these documents, I can only tell you, prepare. Prepare for blackouts. We've recently received letters in our utility bills telling us that when we have a stage 5 red flag warning, fire warning, right, that means, in my language, heavy, heavy chemtrails, very, very hot, windy weather, weather control with very low humidity, watch out. Start having shifts at night in your homes and start to advise your neighbors when you see flames on the horizon. This is weather weapons, these are fire wars, and so much more, Dr. Bill.
Amazing. Shocking information. Oh, my gosh. Go to stopthecrime.net, find out, become aware, pray, and then prep. How's that?